to stinking Monday morning. Big weekend on the good ship Grease. Sunny, big weekend. Big weekend. The Potomac's great. Say what you want about the bay, but there is nothing like cruising down the Potomac, buddy. In sight of the monuments. In sight of the splendor. Feeling the vibration of them diesels throbbing under my feet. I mean, bladdy, 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 bladdy. And since I've had those engines redone, it moves faster than ever. We're talking about 50 miles an hour. Now, when you think about it, when you're talking 57 feet of sleek fiberglass, when you're talking that kind of tonnage, you're talking a whole apartment house moving through the water at 50 miles an hour. You understand what I'm saying? An actual apartment house on plane in the water. And I think about it every now and then when I'm standing at the helm. That the Indians used water transportation merely to get to point A to point B. I mean, the Indians didn't relax on the water. They would cut down a tree, hollow it out, and float in it and go from one side of the lake to the other, and then they would get out. They wouldn't just float around in a hollowed out log just for the fun of it. But we, modern man, have taken getting from point A to point B and turned it into a whole entity in itself. I mean, the fuel bill for one day's outing on the good ship Grease could feed 15 families in Malaysia for a month. I mean, the electricity generated by the good ship Grease's massive generators could light the whole city of Wyckoff, New Jersey, with everybody using their toaster ovens. I mean, there are families in the village of Mubata. Whole families, 16, 18 generation families, living in less space than I have for myself on the good ship Grease. A whole forest was decimated and gutted to make the teakwood and mahogany deck. 1,500 assembly workers in Detroit put out of work so I could have enough chrome to put everywhere on the bright way. And why? Just for the hell of it, that's why. We're talking sat-nav. We're talking Loran. We're talking single sideband. We're talking radar. We're talking transoceanic capabilities. All they get me from point A to point B. Do you realize the magnitude of it? Do you realize the magnitude of it? Oh, God. It's unbelievable. There's a big plaque over the entrance to the master state room that says, "He who dies with the most toys wins." Yes! Spend it! Burn it! Use it up! I had a dream the other night that I had God on the good ship Grease with me. And he was walking around and going, "Man, oh man, will you look at..." I said, "Don't touch that." The automatic pilot, "Just leave that alone if you would please, sir, but feel free to look around." And he was just saying, "Wow, we were on the Sea of Galilee." And I remember the weird part of it all that still doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but struck me as kind of odd. Remember, he wanted the water ski in the Sea of Galilee. So I was pulling him, and he was afraid to jump the wake.
Super Tramp, bring their...
Oh, it's 8 minutes.